fly ball deep right field. Jamer Candelario put a charge into that one. A solo homer to keep the game alive. His 15th of the season.
Candyman taking one over the wall last night on Valley Sports Detroit as the Detroit Tigers taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. 5-2 to your final score last night. Candyman not going quietly into the night. Tigers lose this one. Remember, they won the previous series. Was it last week when these two teams played? The Rays are a very good team at 91-56 on the year. This was a Tyler Alexander got the start, went 5 2/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of which were earned. He did give up 2 walks and struck out 4. Carlton Kroll and Foley came in to close things down. Carlton walked 3 batters, only registered 1 out, so probably not his finest moment. But there really isn't anything. I mean, Yandy Diaz smacked one 438 last night for the Tampa Bay Rays. And look, there's just not a whole lot that you can do against Tampa Bay. Like when the Detroit Tigers beat them a week ago, it was the same. Like, hey, team played really well against a very competitive team, a team that's going to make a run and has World Series aspirations, like a playoff team. Like, that's awesome, especially in the division that they're in. But there's really not a whole lot that you can do against a team that, you know, can hit for power, a team that can hit just about anything you throw, and a team that has just very, very solid pitching. And they have a different strategy when it comes to how they work their pitchers. They pitched 6 guys last night. Everybody got an inning of work, except for Enz. He went for 4 innings. But outside of that, like, you know, I don't like the idea of an opener, but it's different. And maybe that's why I don't like it, is because it is different. So for me, you know, dude.
Okay, some things that are different work. Some things like the shift that are different are dumb.
Well, the shift works, though, right? I mean,
the shift does not. Listen,
it works to an extent.
Yes, exactly. Like Shep was talking about, and AJ Hinch talks about it all the time. You have to be able to pitch to the shift. So if you know you have a bunch of, say, young startup guys that maybe don't know how to pitch to major leaguers, that doesn't work all the time. Anyway. Mm.
Maybe it's something they need to work on.
Yes, it is. I don't even care if they outlaw it. I just think the shift is dumb and that it eventually...
What bothers you about it, though?
That it doesn't... I think now people are realizing it's a lot easier to hit away from the shift than they realized before. Because, I mean, how many guys have we seen just literally doink one into left field that because the left side of the infield is empty?
The Tigers they shift a lot. I believe they're top 5 in the majors in the percentage they shift. And so when you shift that much, we'll see a lot of hits. And part of it, too, if you have a power lefty at the plate, the last thing you want to do is pitch them inside, except when your whole defense is playing in the pull, you're pitching them outside. That leaves you vulnerable to hits the other way. So you got to get the pitchers on board. And it's like, yeah, well, if you want to pitch this, something bad may happen.
It's not like there's some secret code. It's not like he needs the Enigma machine to figure out they're shifting, though. Just look behind you. Where's everybody at? Is this the guy we're shifting? Everybody went left. Okay. Everybody went left. Good deal. Like,
well, they're afraid to go low inside on a lefty because that's their sweet spot. They're afraid to go inside on them, but
can't have
that's,
fear,
you need them. Can't. You need them to pull the ball because that's where your defense is.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I'd rather take my chances, right, and go low and inside, than leave one out hanging out over the outside corner of the plate and have them fire one the opposite direction. But look, I had this question with this debate with Leon Bull Durham. It's not really a debate because I just asked him. Leon Bull Durham was one of the hitting coaches for the Mudhens a few years ago. He's been all around baseball for 100 years, right? And I said, Bull, you know, back in my day, you know, guys have a big wad of chaw in before the league got soft. They're like, you can't use chewing tobacco at the sporting event. And I'm like, okay, no smoking. You know, you got Jim Leland firing up darts. No alcohol in the clubhouse. Like, all right, will you guys relax? what kind of laboratory services do you think these players are providing? Honestly, here, what kind of nuclear submarine are we building here that's going to put the entire world? The guy has a whole mouthful of Big Chief. Then what are you going to do outside of throw up after a long ride on a roller coaster? Like, that's what you're going to do. Those are your odds. Like, when they started outlawing this stuff and, you know, the no booze in the clubhouse, like, okay, yeah, sure. Whatever you say. That's a cute sign you have on the wall. Just keep it moving. Put it in a brown paper bag and bring it in here. Like, who cares? Anyway, long story short, I'm talking to Bull. And I said, what are your thoughts on the shift? Because it was like a hot button topic a few years ago when it first came out. And I think, I don't know if it still is a hot button topic in baseball. I think that more and more people are starting to figure it out. But exactly what you said, like, learn to hit it away from the shift. Like, you want to hit it away from the defense. He's like, the problem is that you got guys in the majors and even guys that have made it this far to AAA that can't do that. He's like, back in my day, if you couldn't hit opposite field, you weren't going to make it here. I said, oh, that's a really good point you bring up. I just kind of left it at that. We talked about a whole plethora of other topics, and then eventually he got up, and it was time for him to go to work, which was be out there in the ball, you know, on the diamond. But to me, it's always been like, yeah, if you don't like the shift, just hit it the opposite way, and then they won't shift. You know, it'd be like you telling an offense you can't run like an overload sort of play in basketball. Like, you can't have more than, you know, two guys on one side of the court. You always tell the kids, like, if you took a string and you tied it to the front of the rim and it would go right down the court to the other side of the rim, try to envision that string. That's the middle of the floor. You know, they find your positioning. It's the same principle. Like, you're trying to tell me that you can't run a zone scheme in ice hockey, or you can't run, you know, like, why are you telling me what defense I can and can't run? If this guy can't hit the ball to the opposite field, why don't we just stick another guy where he does hit it, play the numbers game? If we get burned, we get burned. But the odds of us being able to handle this, get this out, I mean, to me, like, people think like the shift is like Armageddon or something, like a meteor. Like, the next meteor that comes within 100 miles of Earth should just be called the shift. That's, oh, groundbreaking news. Like, they move somebody to the other side of second base. Like, would you look at this? Look at this outfield right now. They got another guy over there, okay? And look at all that outfield over there. It's just nothing but green grass. So you can plunk it in that area. You can run around the bases to the Benny Hill theme the whole game. And they'll stop doing it. But that's just me. Like, I'm not necessarily a traditionalist when it comes to this idea. Somebody like G.B. Ritz might have a much different opinion on something like this. Somebody like, you know, Freddie might have a much different opinion. But me, you know, I'm a very progressive person. Right, I'm very, you know, what can I say? And so for me, you want to shift? Go ahead, shift all you want. 5-2 is your final. You know, Dan and Ryan probably a little bit more traditionalist. That's okay. They're very conservative when it comes. It comes to baseball. I'm a progressive. Throw your bat, grab your junk, run around the bases, flip the bird, do what you got to do. You know, you're all grown men out there. If somebody challenges you to a duel, you're going to throw your helmet off. Don't get everybody out of the dugouts just to say, hold me back. Like, go out there, put your hands up like Joey Bats or Rougned Odor and exchange. And everybody goes home happy. But I'm all, you know, I'm progressive when it comes to that stuff. I think a little bit more outside the box. You guys a little bit more reserved. You guys don't want to see shifts.
I don't care about that people do it. You're more than welcome to. I just think, just based on watching the game, it really doesn't help as much as they claim. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think the odds are of outs gained by shifting?
I mean, it's literally, I would guess it's a half an out a game. That's just how I feel.
Success rate of the shift, 50% or less? Is there a stat for that?
I don't know.
There are
numbers on the shifts. Just with baseball, they make it a lot more complicated to understand it than what it should be.
Oh, yeah, they got to have like XP. It would be like XP shift plus.
Yeah.
The coefficient. You're like, what is this? All right, speaking of shifting, we got to shift. We're going to shift gears. We're going to talk a little football. It is a football Friday here on X's and Bros. Ryan Dyrud will join us coming up next, talking a little college football in the beginning. A lot of NFL as well. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to the Michigan Sports Network.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack and everybody at the Eisenhower Center. They are the leaders when it comes to recoveries from brain injuries. They work with people on a daily basis. They help our veterans who have served our country. You can find out about the mission of John Cornack and his team at EisenhowerCenter.com. That is EisenhowerCenter.com. They are Michigan's leader in terms of traumatic brain injuries and what they can do to help people get back their lives.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Michigan sports fans, this is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hour number two officially underway from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. Good morning, rise and shine. Thank you for taking your time and a part of your day and making us a part of it. We appreciate you. We say thank you for that. Danny Cahala, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. You can join us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. You can also listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Kalen is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. I am at AEC Bellino. We got some texts coming in. I'm with you. I'm proactive. If they try to beat you, beat them. And if they beat you, you tip your hat and work even harder to beat them. That's in regards to the shift. I'm pro shift. What can I say? Sorry. My bad.
Pro shift for the defensive aspect. I understand that you want to get more outs. I just don't think it works as well as they claim.
Yes, as well as it is said to have worked. I need the defensive shift success rate coefficient war stat from Baseball Reference. Kelly Stafford said in her stupid podcast, she was so nervous she couldn't eat or even drink. She had a drink in her hand when NBC corrected their mistake and showed her, Kelly, go away, you hypocrites. You forgot all the stuff you posted when Matt was playing here. I don't remember any of the stuff that she posted while Matt was playing here, to be honest with you. Do you guys? Did she post something that was?
Oh, she was always yelling about something on her Instagram.
Well, she's in LA now, and she looks like an LA girl, blonde hair and whatever.
So
tough life being a quarterback's wife. I can't imagine how difficult it is.
Right. And so I think a lot of fans associated her feelings with what Matthew was feeling because he didn't have social media, which good for him.
Yeah, I mean, it is your wife. Like, I mean, you're going to have conversations that with her that nobody else is ever going to hear, and if she's on social media talking about it. That's why when the whole thing at Ohio State broke out with Zach Smith, who's just like, that guy's just gone overboard. He's got a podcast now, Menace to Sports. He's not a nerd. He said he's not a that didn't go to school, just raw, unfiltered football. I'm like, dude, cut, like, you don't have to send shots at those of us who work in the media, because anybody who was around that facility knows you were like the last guy in, first guy out, and that you only had the job because your grandpa, because of who your grandpa was and what he meant to Urban Meyer. So let's just calm down on all that. Anybody who actually knows what's going on in that facility. And as for Kelly Stafford, like, yeah, I mean, it's a tough life. It's got to be, you know, it's, you know, you're managing the kids and, you know, you got who knows how many square feet at home, and it's got to be tough, man. Keep that, you know, keep everything in order there. It's just got, it's a tough life. That's a, talk about a real grinder right there. Real grinder every day of the week. I mean, imagine raising kids and actually having to have a job too. Imagine that. I don't want to stress her out too much. Of course, fans, we're going to pull Stevie the winner. He can't do anything wrong in this town. This town praised Bobby Quinn, Mr. Smarty Pants, who couldn't draft a high school team, hire Matt Patricia, and fried Al Avila at every stop, not giving him a single chance while redoing four teams top to bottom, and hired Ron Gardenhire and A.J. Hinch, and has a more talent ready to blossom than the Lions have, other than Sewell, right now. That's got to be from Freddie. That has to. I mean,
just
Freddie might double as Al Avila's agent. I don't know.
Ron
Gardenhire
ended up not working out as a great hire.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on how you look at it, right? I mean, because he filled the void, and because he left,
he wasn't
when he
good.
Did,
he wasn't bad. He was just mediocre. There,
right? But because he left when he did, that then it's like the butterfly effect. That opens the door for A.J. Hinch, you know, from a timing standpoint, for him in order, you know, to be able to be hired. And, you know, so, hey, I'm very interested in Chris Fetter. And, you know, will somebody try to poach him away from that Tiger staff? Women love the Boone's Farm brown paper bag. My mom told me that she used to drink Boone's Farm as a kid, but that's about it. Like, I haven't seen Boone's
Farm. You've never had Boone's Farm?
I mean, I've had it. I was in college once, Dan. I mean, come on. You try everything in college. You know, Boone's Farm, Absinthe, like anything they got. Like, let's give it a shot. See what this tastes like. You know, but it's just like it's sugar juice, like Kool-Aid. They had Boone's Farm in a blue bottle. It's like Hypnotic. Same thing. But no, it's a good Friday. Big thanks to Ryan Dyrud for joining us. We'll talk to Joe Zagacki. He is the play-by-play voice of the Miami Hurricanes for our opponent preview as the Michigan State Spartans head down to Coral Gables to take on the U, a game at Hard Rock Stadium there in Miami. Very excited about watching that football game, and excited for to be able to watch Michigan as well. I think that this is an opportunity. Maybe you can get the game in hand a little bit and have an opportunity to work on some things, hopefully, in that pass game. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Last night, in a thriller and ultra-stressful game between the football team and the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football on NFL Network, Washington football team wins that game 30-29. They were a money line winner, but they did not cover. See, New York, don't worry about it. Good teams win, great teams cover. Tyler Heinicke, by the way, 34-46, 336, couple of scores. Did throw a pick there at the end. It was getting a little out of control. New York had taken the lead. Washington gets the ball back. Very calm, very cool, very collected there late in the game. You talk about building confidence, having the team believe in you. That was a really important win there for the football team, who improves to 1-1. The New York Giants fall to 0-2. I saw Seth Davis was all worked up on Twitter. The college basketball media personality was all worked up on Twitter over the Washington football team's post-game tweet against the Giants. They did like a, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where somebody had to open a briefcase and it said 0-2 in the briefcase, and the guy walks off the stage and the Giants had on it.
That's,
all
deal,
shit.
That's Deal or No Deal.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Deal or No Deal. There you go. Briefcase. Yeah. What station is that even on? Is that even on anymore?
No, it's one of those syndicated shows. It's probably on like UPN, MyTV20, TBS, HD2.
Ooh, HD2 on TBS. I like that. New York Giants, Daniel Jones and Kenny Galladay was frustrated, but they'll work through it. Galladay was seen hooting and hollering on the sidelines after the loss last night, and Galladay had 3 catches for 38 yards on 8 targets. What'd you do on the other 5 targets? What are you yelling at Daniel Jones for? You can't get open, and that's why Detroit didn't pay you. Speaking of the Giants, offensive lineman Nick Gates suffered a leg fracture last night, just gruesome. anytime they got to bring out that black bag, the air cast, and put on somebody's leg, that is not a good sign. Hopefully, a speedy recovery for him, because that had to be painful. Eric Bieniemy says the focus is on the Kansas City Chiefs and not on the USC Trojans' job opening. So that'll be interesting if USC does come to fruition for Eric Bieniemy. The Dallas Mavericks signed free agent Frank Ntilikina, the number 8 overall pick in the 2017 draft by the New York Knicks. I didn't think that Frank was going to work out there in New York. I don't know what he does. You know, as far as the Dallas Mavericks, who are basically just trying to, you know, if the NBA had a Ryder Cup team, it would be the Dallas Mavericks, right? They're just going full-blown Euro between Ntilikina, Kristaps, Luka. Like, they're gonna fire out the all-Euro lineup here. Pittsburgh Penguins, Tampa Bay Lightning, Seattle Kraken, Vegas Golden Knights are going to usher in the new NHL season on ESPN Slate. So this is exciting news if you're an NHL fan. October 12th will be the doubleheader. First game for the Seattle Kraken. Season opens with the Pens visiting the Stanley Cup champion, the Tampa Bay Lightning, at 7:30, followed up by the Kraken at the Knights at 10 o'clock. I'm very excited to see what this presentation on ESPN is going to look like, and TNT as well. I know some people are very upset over the TNT pairing. I think they put Ryan Whitney, and who else is – I think Whitney, who else on that Spit and Chicklets podcast?
Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah, they put them on a broadcast together?
I believe, I don't know if they're on a broadcast together, but I believe they're hired to be analysts.
I know
Bissonnette has been with the Coyotes for the last few years, but who knows if he has a team anymore.
People are all outraged about that. Sidney Crosby's rooting for the Washington Capitals' Alexander Ovechkin to break goals records. The two of them are kind of linked, but kind of not. And Ovechkin looks like he's 100 years old, and Crosby still looks great. And the Purdue band will be without the world's largest drum.
I think it's the other way around, don't you?
Ovechkin looking like 100 years old now. He's all gray.
Oh, he looks like it. He's still scoring.
Oh, yeah, still scoring. You put him anywhere near that left circle, it's a wrap. The world's largest drum will not be in Notre Dame for the first time since 1979. What is Purdue's band going to do without the drum? It doesn't fit at ND. We'll step aside. When we return, we're going to hop into Thursday Night Football last night next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Washington wins it.
What a stressful game it was last night between the football team and the New York Giants. Thursday night football. My goodness. A big-time game there in the NFC East as well. Dustin Hopkins with the game winner. Congratulations to the way that this entire football... Like, look, I was actively rooting for the football team. Taylor Heineke was great. Thought he was exceptional there. He throws a fastball, too. I mean, my man was slinging it. He finished 34-46 for 336, a couple of scores. He did throw an interception as well. Danny Dimes, a.k.a. Daniel Jones, 22 of 32, 249, and a touchdown. New York.
And some wheels. Dude's got...
He can run.
And he doesn't care if he gets hit because he's in the open field. Just running through the offensive line like, come on, linebackers, smoke me. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, would you care if you knew that your career was on the clock here? Like, you got to do whatever it takes. If you got to lower your shoulder and, you know, create some contact, whatever it takes to get guys motivated behind you. But it was for not having a dog in the fight, like, that was a stressful game last night. And it was highly entertaining as well. And I thought that it was very interesting that there have been 10 one-possession finals so far through the first 17 games in the NFL. One possession, that's it. Throw the Giants and the football team on the board there with a one-point finish. But the games have been... And that's NFL football. I mean, that's why we love it. The limited opportunities that you have and the fact that every single possession matters. You might only touch the football four times and a half. And if that's the case, then you got to make the most out of those possessions. That's what it was. I was really probably most disappointed in with the Detroit Lions. They had some really good opportunities early in that first quarter against San Francisco and couldn't produce any points. I think also, and I know this is weird, we're going into the game against Green Bay and, you know, the Tim Twentyman stat that is out there about how well Aaron Rodgers performs after one of his after his bottom five performances, his yards, his rating, his touchdowns, 13 touchdowns, no picks in five outings after his worst performance. Like, that should be enough to really highly concern you for Monday night. But I really enjoyed Thursday night. I like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. The game being on NFL Network. Ryan, were you able to watch it, or is that what you were upset about last night with the president of your newly founded union?
I was able to watch it. You know, had a union meeting, figured some things out, and yeah, I was able to watch the game.
Good.
Because it's, you know, they said 8:00, but it didn't start till 8:20.
Yeah, nothing's kicked in, and that's, I mean. You know, with the majority of the country living on the East Coast, they should cater to us. Like, started at 7. Like, it was a late night last night. A late night of football. Terry McLaurin continues to just be a shining star.
Remember when Monday Night Football started at 9 p.m.?
So stupid. So dumb. And I think at that point, like, you know, people aren't even interested.
As kids, I didn't, you know, we all liked it. We didn't care. Yeah, we told mom and dad we were going to bed. I had a TV in my room.
Oh, spoiled. You had a TV in your room?
Since I was 5. You think my mom wanted to deal with me all the time?
Oh, yeah. I had no TVs in the room. Oh, man. Yeah, no. It was tough. You know, it's like Soviet Russia at my house. You know, soup, no TVs.
We also had a daycare at our house. So it was kind of like, you know, my mom worked in our house.
Home,
so it was
right.
Kind of like, hey, you need your own space. So my parents understood that.
Well, that's a positive. My parents didn't understand that. So what are you watching on TV? You can watch it out here. Oh, sports. Okay. But
No, Mom, I cannot watch the 5-minute preview of Skinamax on TV in the living room.
We didn't get that. We didn't get those stations.
No, so
we cheated my whole life.
You never – no, because there used to be, like, the pay-per-view preview channels. So, like, hey, if you want to order SummerSlam – here's the 5-minute preview. Call this number to order. But then once 10 o'clock hit, then I was like, hey, you want to order this movie?
This Academy Award
film. You get the first, like, 4 minutes for free.
Wow. And that there's Ryan's youth. And now I'm suddenly uncomfortable. All right. So, anyways, back to football. It used to start. It just started at 7, right? That's all I'm asking. It just started a little bit earlier. I know this old man yells at cloud. You know, you started 8, but you don't start at 8. Like, give me the actual time in which you plan on kicking this thing off, because you are right. It did go all the way to 8:20, and I was nervous early on. I was nervous throughout the entire game. you know, because I picked, I believe in our picks, I picked the football team to win yesterday along with our college picks for our Thursday. We'll go through the pro schedule a little bit later in hour number three. But I was really impressed with Taylor Heinicke. I really was. And I don't know if this is a long-term solution. I think that this is a good Band-Aid. But with Fitzmagic out and Heinicke with the way that that game ended, leading that drive to get them within field goal range, I questioned the timeout when they took it, but it worked out, you know, just fine. They were able to get a nice pass to the boundary and get out of bounds to stop the clock. And then you have offside by the New York Giants, which on the field goal, and it happens literally right over the center, right in the A-gap is where that happens. And it's like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, how does that happen? And nothing good happens on a special teams play that you got to do twice. Right? And whoever kicks the penalty, it's always going against you. Now he kicks it. Dustin Hopkins kicks the first one, misses it wide right, right? And he is just walking, right? And you got a couple guys that walk up, tap him on the helmet, like, yeah, it's okay. You don't suck, right? And then the flag is out for the offside. So they come back out and they get ready to re-kick this thing. And as he goes and re-kicks it, this ball looks like it's going wide right too. And somehow, like three-quarters of the way, the thing just like just had like a little, like a notch in it. Just a click, and then I felt like Dennis Rodman. Like it went click, click there, click, clack over there. You know what I'm saying? The rebounding. That ball was up, and then all of a sudden, just like a gust of wind, like, whoop, it just drew right in, right between the uprights. And then he's just mobbed on the field. Great scene for him. Great scene for Heinicke as well. And I want to watch what Heinicke does. Four-year guy at, Old Dominion? You know, the moment not too big. He said last year, you know, at this time I was, you know, in class and, you know, trying to figure out life basically. And here he is this year. It's a strange journey. And the path to the NFL is different for everybody. But I like the way that he throws just a 90-mile-an-hour fastball because the Duke is huge. I know we've talked about this before, but that NFL football is a monster. That thing's like throwing a helmet. And he was just whipping that ball down the field. It's like, man, I wish
yeah, that throw, the touchdown throw to the corner, that had to be 70 miles an hour. On a line, he's got a cannon.
He does. And Daniel Jones threw a couple of nice passes there, too, that I think we'll all kind of look back. Darius Slayton had busted coverage, no safety over the top, bad communication by Washington, should have been a touchdown. And ball hit him right in the hands in stride, right off the fingertips. And it's like, oh, yeah, you feel bad at that moment. Like, you're a pro. You got to make that catch. I appreciate the fact that after the play, because Slayton hit the ground, he just popped up and ran back to the huddle. Right? He didn't need it. You know, pulling a chin strap off, just laying down there flat like he's dead or something. Like, he just popped up, ran back to the huddle, onto the next play. Can't even worry about it. It is what it is. Pretty, I like that. I like that.
Can we discuss the roughing the passer call on Chase Young? That was just so bad. He laid Daniel Jones down. Like, Daniel Jones was up in the air. Chase Young grabbed him out of the air and laid him down. Don't get it. It's
football.
Part of it is no dirty dancing, no lifting people up and setting them down gracefully to the song of Time of My Life. Like, you just can't do it. He was singing the song. It picked up on the crowd mic. It's against the rules.
It doesn't make any sense. I understand. Like, go out there and please, for the love of God, just hit the quarterback. Just hit him. You know, you can't fall into them, even if you're getting held down to the ground. You touch a quarterback's legs, they're going to throw the flag on you. If your hands get up high, they're going to throw the flag on you. Like, if you don't hit him perfectly, and when you do hit him, you better just. I watched a video the other day. It was like big hits and, you know, in across football, and I was like, these guys would get arrested out there in today's game. Like, it's so soft. That's why I always go back to Jerry Rice. Steve says, we didn't even have cable when I was a little kid, so I don't feel bad about you having a TV in your room. We didn't have cable either. Bunny ears. It'll walk up to the TV and turn the knob. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the Miami Hurricanes. Our opponent preview is next with Joe Zagacki, the play-by-play voice of the Canes here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
My name's Karen Bellinger. I'm a paramedic in St. Clair County, Michigan. We have a pretty big feeling that even though the numbers are down right now, we're going to see a pretty big surge by the end of summer, beginning of fall. School's going to be back, and a lot of people haven't been vaccinated yet. We've had a lot of COVID patients in the back of our trucks. We've transported from one hospital to another hospital. We've seen patients on vents that haven't come off of vents. And we've seen patients that just have mild COVID symptoms as well. We're seeing them at their worst. And if they're calling for an ambulance because of COVID, we're obviously going to be there. We're going to take care of them. It's going to be a little bit delayed because we have to get fully gowned up in PPE. But we will be there. But we don't want to have to see people in our truck because of something that's preventable. So it's your decision to get vaccinated, and I think that you should do it if you're able to. It's safe, and it's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.